Hello. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Layers of Love, episode 4? 3? One of those ones. I'm pretty sure it's 4, though. Hi, guys. How are you today? Today has been a crazy day already. I got locked out of my room. But don't worry. We got it open. Actually, that's why I was a little bit late to recording, but it's okay. Everything's fine now. I have a room that's not locked. Today, actually, I wanted to do things a little bit differently, partly because I'm not prepared. But it was a very, very long, busy weekend. And I feel like in favor of a special week, because it's Halloween, we do a special episode. Nothing Halloween related, honestly. I probably should have done that. You know what? Now, yeah, we'll try and incorporate Halloween in some way. But yeah, we're gonna do special episodes, and it's not gonna be like the usual send in submissions and I offer perspective. It's going to be a little bit different today. It's just going to be me talking. Like, that's how it always is. But yeah, you get the vibes. Okay, so I have some prompts here that I would like to talk about that also correlate with the whole theme of this podcast. Yeah, so actually, to build it up a little bit, we're gonna do the first one, which is, what are some red flags in friendships? You know, people are always talking about red flags in relationships and stuff, but I feel like we also need to discuss some red flags in friendships, because I know I definitely go through my friendships or go through meeting people with like intention. Like, I have intention behind, not intention like like an ulterior motive, but like, you know, like, anyways, scratch that. If you get it, you get it. But I'm just saying, like, yeah, it's very good to see some habits early on so that you might, like, you know, not fall into a cycle, or you might avoid some people, you know, without having to, you know, get too hurt from it. Today is so hot. I don't know what's been going on. Like, oh, it's probably because it's going to rain. But because it rained last night too. Yeah, it's probably gonna rain soon. But yeah, last week was so cold. Today is so hot. It's like, girl, choose one, because I can't keep doing this. But it's Canada and it's fall. What do you expect? Honestly, I'm not surprised. Sorry, anyways, back to friendship red flags. Yes. So it's good to know some signs of certain traits early on so that you can know if those traits are suitable for what you desire and a friendship at that moment, right? Okay, so one red flag that I feel is a big one is like, okay, like, yeah, one red flag is like they just met you and they're starting to like ask you for like a lot of favors, like I'm talking about, like, you guys met like last week, right? And they're texting talking about, hey, like, oh my god, like, I need to go somewhere and my car broke down, can you please pick me up? Like, if it's a one-time thing, like, oh, like, I just really need help, then that's different. But if it's like after that you're talking about, hey, oh my god, this girl's texting me talking about she wants to fight me, would you pull up for me or something? Like, you know, stuff like that. Like, I'm talking about, like, constant favors when you guys just met. Like, there's no established bond yet, but, like, there's still always a favor needing to be done. That is a red flag because they don't really see you as a potential friendship or a respectful friendship. They just see you as another accessory that they can use to make their life a bit easier, right? So I feel like that's a little bit of a red flag for me. Another one I was going to say, it's actually related to this one that I just said, but I low-key forgot what I was about to say. Hmm. Oh yeah. Another red flag is if you just met them and then they're telling you their whole life story. Like, yes, I know sometimes we all love the tea. We all love like the gossip, but at the same time, why are you telling me about why your family doesn't speak to each other anymore? And I met you 20 minutes ago. Like I know that we have some of those moments where it's like, okay, I really feel connected to this person. I'm probably never going to see them again. I'm just going to spill everything. But no. I'm talking about the people that will like meet them, exchange numbers. Next time you guys text, she's talking about like, this is happening, that's happening, that's happening, that's happening. Like, it kind of like ties back into the favorite one. Like, someone just is automatically always in need of your help when you just met them, you know? Like, that's a little bit of a red flag. But at the same time, I feel like rhetorics like this is what makes us lack community in this day and age. Like, you know, people should be able to ask for help. But that's, I keep going back like to that one like point. Like, if I just met you like 2-3 days ago, I don't even know your last name. That can't happen. I can't like, you know, I can't be guaning. So yeah. Another red flag, obviously. I feel like this one's a little bit more common. A little bit more people know that it's kind of a red flag. But someone who talks about, like, love interest too much. Like for girls, it would be someone, maybe a girl who talks about boys too much. Like, every conversation just happens. Like, a boy, like, gets involved somehow. Or if it was a male that's just always like, yeah, I know I'm this girl and that girl. Or, well, I'm being very heteronormative right now, but I'm just saying, someone who talks about romantic interest a little bit too much, it seems like that's all they live for, care about. Like, don't get me wrong, I love having those little scenarios, those little delusions. I love a little fun in my love life. Like, don't get me wrong at all, but like, you know, there's a difference between, okay, I'm a flirty person, then I'm a person who talks about love. And all of that, like, not love, like, talks about, like, situationships and, like, this guy and this girl and that girl all the time. And I have met people like that, and there is a huge difference. Like, it's actually, like, it's like, girl, it's like, any other conversation, any other topic, is that okay? Or are we just gonna, like, honestly, like, that's, I don't have any close friends like that, or any friends like that at all. Actually, I've met people like that, but I don't associate with any people like that, and I am very proud of my friendship circle. So if you're part of my friendship circle and you're listening to this, I love you. I think I'm gonna do one more red flag if I can think of one, and then we're gonna move on. But another red flag is like someone who's just there for like the fun times. Someone who's just there for the fun times or for the pictures and the videos. Like, you know, people who like are mad boring, or like they are either mad boring in real life and they're always texting, talking about where's the party, where's this at, I want to hang out, I want to do this. Or they're like, don't talk to you unless it's a party that's about to happen. You know what I mean? You know, like, a little bit on the selfish side, basically. I feel like it's a little bit of a red flag. But at the same time, that's just a perspective you could have had of the person. Maybe getting to know them a little bit more would change it. But I don't know. Yeah. Okay, so the next prompt I have here, actually, I'm going to take a break before we do this next prompt. So the next prompt I have here is building trust. What does trust mean in relationships, and how can it be built or rebuilt? So like always, this is just a perspective of the perspective and the life that I have lived. But to me, trust is basically hearing someone say something and knowing and taking their word for it and just like not thinking twice about it. Like, that's trust to me. Like, for example, like if my friend comes up to me and she's like, oh, like, there were, oh, like, I don't know, like, oh, like, I broke something of yours, but I didn't mean to, like, you know, like, I didn't mean to do it, I'm sorry. I would take her word for it because I trust her. She didn't mean to break something, but she ended up doing it. If you didn't trust someone, you'd be like, oh, did you break it or did you steal it? Or did you, you probably did it on purpose because you don't like me or something. Like, you know, like that, like doubt and suspicion in someone's word is what I think trust or not having trust is. And honestly, it is really hard to trust somebody after putting your trust out there and getting it betrayed. You know what I mean? But what I like to think that makes it a little bit better is that, like, maybe this is a little bit of an ego thing, but I always like to think, like, at least I put my best foot forward, you know? It's just not just for trust, too, for communication. Like, at least I said what I was feeling, you know? And if it didn't go the way I wanted, it's not because I didn't communicate. You know what I mean? Like, and it's like, at least I gave you the benefit of the doubt. If you break that trust, that's on you, not on me, because I met you halfway by trying to trust you. The other halfway that the person is supposed to meet is fulfilling that trust or doing an action that wouldn't contradict that trust. You know what I mean? So it's like knowing that you made an effort kind of like takes the anger or rage or sad, whatever emotion you might feel when someone breaks your trust, that takes away, because like, or maybe it makes it even worse. I don't know. For me, the way I conceptualize it is like, I have given you my best foot forward. I have given you benefit of the doubt. I have given you empathy. Da, 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 da. And it's like, there's a certain point. It's like, okay, this is not just mistakes. This is a repeated action. This is an action you're doing on purpose. This is something that you're doing that's like breaking my morals and my values when it comes to you. And from there, I'm out. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's how I go ahead with it. But yeah, when it comes to like trust and rebuilding trust, like, it's a tricky thing. It's very tricky, but you just have to be willing to work for it. This is kind of a very, very abstract connection, but this is what popped into mind. But when we're studying like scientific research methods, like when you're looking at the TCPS, like the core principles for when it comes to researching, I think it's called the TCPS2. Yeah, the latest one was in 2022. Yeah. One, researching ethics. Yes, exactly. One of the main points is concerns for welfare, right? And what that is basically like, if a participant is going into a research study, whatever circumstances, like whatever, when a participant is going to research studies, the benefits or like the harm of the research studies cannot outweigh like their welfare in the moment. For example, like if I'm going to a research study that studies how our body reacts to exercise, right? They can't go in there and make me unable to exercise because I was able to exercise before I went in there. You know what I mean? Like, the harm from the study cannot drastically change the person's welfare, or like the benefits just have to be better or outweigh the risks by a lot, right? And it's the same thing here. I feel like it's like if you feel like you'll benefit a lot more from trying to rebuild that trust or trusting that person than to not even being like on that, like, then to not do that, like, then I think you should go for it, you know? But if it's something that you feel like you might come out of it like even crazier, then the risks outweigh the benefits. And that's not something I feel like you should go through or take or blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Yeah. So I feel like, yeah, when it just comes to rebuilding that trust, you have to be willing to work for it for that person. You have to know if that trust is going to be something that benefits you in the future. Like working for this is if it's going to be something that benefits you. But yeah, that's really all I have to say. That was kind of a boring one. So I'm going to try and find one that's a little bit more interesting. So this one is talks about friendship in the digital age. How do you guys think friendship affects, social media and digital, just the world being so online now? How do you think it has affected friendships and relationships? I honestly think like there's such a big expectation to be like the perfect anything all the time because of social media. Like for example, let's say you're just broke right now, like you're broke, like funds are not coming in, your friend's birthday's coming up, like, and yeah, you're trying to do something, you know, you're trying to make a DIY gift, but then you just go on TikTok and then all you see is made my friend a hotel room for her birthday because I'm her boyfriend and like no man will ever do it better than me or something like that, you know? And it's like, damn, I could be a better friend. But the same thing is like, everybody's probably thinking that. So everybody could probably be a better friend. But at the same time, better, that word better in quotation marks, I feel like that's only because we see videos from billions of people around the world. We see one handpicked video that has thousands of likes because it's a nice video from one random person, let's say a random person in LA or a random person in Berlin, Germany. And you're now relating that random person's experience to your experience because they came up on your For You page. They came up on your feed. They came up and they were doing something that has some sort of similarities to what you have going on. So now all of a sudden that better word comes into play because it's like that there's now that comparison, but it's like there's really no grounds to compare it on because when we really think about it, social media is global. That's 8 billion people. Well, it's probably a little bit less than that because I assume not every single person on earth uses social media. Let's say around 5 billion people use social media. Or yeah, actually let's switch it up right now. How many people use social media? Should we ask Siri? No, I'm going to type it out. How many people use social media globally? Oh, I was right. 5 billion people. Okay. Intuition still on point. Hey. Okay. Yeah, about 5 billion people use social media, okay? That's 1 in 5 billion people. That's like, oh my God, my English is not Englishing. Guys, this is really embarrassing. I promise I'm not slow. There's one video you're seeing on your feed that could have been from any of the 5 billion people out there. And because of that, we tend to compare ourselves. Like the grounds for it is just so nuts, but like we don't see that. We still do it anyways. I still do it anyways. Trust me, it makes it even worse if like they happen to be from your city. Like you see the location thing and like they're from your city and they're around the same age. And it's like, oh my God, what am I doing? Like, I get it. I get it. Trust me. But these people are not you. You are not reaping the benefits from watching them live their life. You are not reaping the benefits from watching them spend their money. You are not reaping the benefits from watching their relationship, friendship, whatever, do whatever online. You are simply observing that, right? And it's like, your life is your life, you know? And I feel like we tend to forget that when it comes to like friendships and relationships, because we see all these couple goals, friend goals videos online, and we're like, bro, I don't do that with my friends. Or, you know, the worst ones is like, it's like those like group videos. Like for me, I like a group of friends. Like I like multiple people around me. I get energy from that. So it's like sometimes when I see like those friend group videos, like, oh, like Halloween night at my house, and then everyone has a really good costume, and it's like everyone's our friend. It's like, I wish that was me. But then I tell myself that I am probably gonna have all of my experiences are my experiences. That's what I just said right before. But yeah, I feel like social media definitely makes it hard for someone to go about a relationship on their own terms, because you're just looking at all of these standards. But that's the thing. We really can't do anything about it other than to practice media literacy, guys. Please, I beg you, practice media literacy. Whatever you see, and I'm talking every single thing you see on the internet that's offering some type of information, do your research. And I'm not talking like you don't have to like go on Google and like do this entire like annotated bibliography on that topic. I'm just saying, like, do your research. Look at who it's coming from. Is it a trustable source? Is it not a trustable source? Is it something that aligns? Is it a fact that aligns with something that you've heard recently? If it's a video, is it AI generated? Like, please, we have to like start to really analyze these things, because we're stepping into an age where it's like technology, and like you really can't separate technology and livelihood anymore. Like we are a technological society, at least here in Canada/North America. But like, so that's why it's like, if we're going to consume so much of that technology, we have to be able to analyze it, read it, know when something is something and when something is not something, you know? Because we are turning into the Facebook moms, you know? I see it in a little bit of myself too. I'll be like, yeah, no, I got that from TikTok. Got that from a random person on the internet. But just because it's TikTok, it's probably true. Like, no. Oh, a big one that I've seen is like people, oh, like the TikTok word of the day, like people will will learn a new world word from pop psychology, and they'll be like, they'll start using it for like, the longevity is usually like 2-3 months, 4-5 months if it's a really good one. And there's some that just don't go out of style, you know, like narcissism was a big one earlier last year and this year, right? Everybody was a narcissist. Okay, what's another one? Gaslighting is very real, and don't get me wrong, I'm very happy that these psychology terms are coming into a bit more mainstream light, because then it's easier for someone to recognize something. Like, I don't know, it's just easier. It's good general knowledge, right? But it's like, if it's gonna be general knowledge, it has to be true general knowledge, right? Or something taken seriously. Because now I feel like because we use these pop psychology words so often, it doesn't have the same impact or seriousness when you say it, you know? Like, for example, when we first heard about the term gaslighting, like people, like it was serious, you know? Like it was a real thing. It was a very evil thing to do to somebody. But now it's like, oh, like someone, you'll be like, oh, I want ice cream, and then your friend will be like, oh, it's closed, and then you'll be like, oh no, you're gaslighting me, you know? Like now it's a very like casual word we can use interchangeably, and it's like lost its, I don't know, impact. And yeah, I feel like I feel like, I don't know, we just really need to be careful of the way we digest media, because it can also take a huge toll on the way you see the world, especially if you use it very often. I've noticed this myself too, as well. If, like, because your social media, it's based off of an algorithm, right? It shows you things that it thinks you want to see. So you like one post about, or you see a post about fairies, you really like fairies, so you just spend a little bit longer time on the post. Maybe you went to the comments, you might not have liked the post even, but you spent like maybe more than 0.5 seconds on that post. So now you refresh your feed, now there's a little bit more fairy posts, you're still interested, you still spend more time on the app, on your feed, because of those fairy posts. So now guess what the app is going to do? Give you fairy posts because you're spending time on it, right? So it's like we have to be very intentional with the way we ingest and view our media, because now we are the, I feel like we are the generation that even have the highest chance of being able to have good media literacy, because we grew up in an age where phones were just starting to become a thing, and now phones are part of like, and I'd be like, you don't have a phone? Whoa, what's wrong with you type thing, you know? Like, we have seen the evolution of artificial intelligence, the evolution of fake things around the internet. So we, I feel like it's a little bit easier for us to recognize it. But at the same time, never say never, because there's this popular one. It was this Cardi B costume, right? And it was edited. It was AI generated. They used a different pick. They used Cardi B's face. They used AI to combine it. And everybody thought that's what her Halloween costume was this year. Like, everybody, even me too. I was like, oh my God, that's so cute. I was in there liking comments about the significance. It was so bad, guys. Turns out it's AI. Like, we are turning into the Facebook moms. We can't be doing this, guys. Like, it actually can't happen. For us to preserve the sanity, or like not even the sanity, but like the authenticity of the society, I feel like we need to be a little bit more media literate. Yeah. Okay. That was kind of a long spew. And in the end, I wasn't even talking about the actual prompt, but it's okay. It's okay. Get a new one, shall we? Let's grab a new one. We have 50 more minutes. Let's find a new one. Okay, so we're back. I really tried to look for a Halloween-themed prompt in my ideas list, or like a prompt that I can turn into a little bit of like Halloween. But unfortunately, I couldn't find any. So we're just going to talk about another thing. Maybe I can relate it to Halloween. I should have talked about Halloween on my last episode, because by the time the last episode comes out, it would have been you know what, whatever, moving on. I want to talk about the rebound effect and just rebounds in general. And the effect, I and some celebrities too, I got caught up on the Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber lore, and oh my God, Hailey Bieber is definitely a rebound, because I saw at one point, it's like they started dating like 4 months after Justin and Selena broke up or something along those lines. Like, we're like right after, and like at one point they kept breaking up. He kept breaking up with both and like going back, like, you know, switching back and forth with both. And like, I'm just thinking, I'm sorry. I couldn't do it. You just broke up with your ex that the entire world knows about, that everybody shipped you with. And now you're talking about you want to marry me? 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 Come back in 5 years when you're over that. When you're over that. Because like, no, because it's like, it's just so obvious that you're only jumping into the next ship because you don't want to have to deal with the things for me in the last relationship. It's like, oh, I can't do it. But that's the thing. Hailey Bieber, she loves him. Loves him. She better than me, for real. Anyways. Yeah, so rebounds are quite hilarious to me because it's like, I don't do rebounds. It's very tempting saying this as I'm in my breakup era. It's tempting, but it's like, now that's two people to try and get over it. Like, you know, like, no, I can't do it. Like, because, like, bro, you just got out of something where commitment was needed. Now you want to jump into another commitment. How is that possible? But let me stop, because I have a personal experience that I can relate to a little bit too well, and I don't want to spill too much because I don't know who's listening, you know what I mean? Like, someone from the roster could be listening. But, yeah, no. I'm just saying, dealing with it firsthand, I think rebounds are BS. I feel like everyone should just calm down and take time to just, like, I mean, but I get it, though, wanting to just go around, mess around after being in a relationship. You want to be single now. But at the same time, getting into another relationship, like another commitment right after, is crazy. Like, cute. Cute little hookup. Cool. Another relationship, another commitment right after is insane to me. I couldn't do it. I'm sorry to those who can. Yeah, I'm not trying to make you catch strays. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not judging. I'm admiring you, if anything. But I'm saying, like, that's a lot of effort. It already takes a lot of effort to talk to somebody regularly. But now, like, yeah, no, I couldn't do it. But, yeah, that was, I don't even know why I brought that up, honestly. Like, yeah, I feel like rebounds, we all know what rebounds are. They're just for the other person to try and not, like, deal with, like, the stuff from their past relationship. But honestly, it's just a recipe for disaster is what I'm feeling. But yeah. Next episode, I want things to be juicy. I want us to talk about tea, because if it's juicy enough, I might spill a little bit on my own, you know. But, like, I don't know, I'm too mysterious for that. But yeah, no, I like, yeah, I want the next episode to be real juicy, real tea. Like, I want y'all to send me some, like, crazy ex stories, like, in some insane ex stories, or like bad friendship stories, because if I'm being honest, I want to have at least one episode of a little bit of drama, because we can't be all loves and sunshines, all rainbows and sunshines every day. We can't do that. I'm always rainbows and sunshines, and I'm not always rainbows and sunshines. You know what I mean? Like I'm always, like, obviously I'm always rainbows and sunshines, but even then I'm not always rainbows and sunshines. But yeah, no. So please send in some submissions. I actually have to do that, but I will put the link in my bio, dnovaaa.underscore. That's dnovaaa.underscore. If you want to hand in some submissions so we can talk about it. But yeah, I hope you guys have a great Halloween. Send in some costumes if you can, if you want to. Yeah, no, that's it. Okay, thank you so much for listening to this podcast, guys. To this episode, I feel like, I don't know how I feel about this episode, but whatever, yeah. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you tune into the next one. It's Daniela, and it's been all love. Bye.